You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. A new exhibit at the Bronx Museum of the Arts looks at how the AIDS crisis has affected American art and culture. On display are more than 125 works that include paintings, sculptures, and videos that chart the progression of AIDS and the artistic response from 1981 to the present. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon went to see the show and is with me now. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So an art exhibit about the AIDS epidemic could be very emotional, very powerful, even political. How did you react to the exhibit?
I think it's a landmark show. It's a big, bold, courageous show because disease itself is a difficult and unpopular subject for a museum exhibition, as you could imagine.
How common are themed shows like this?
Well, theme shows are generally less popular, especially social themes, than art exhibitions about movements like cubism, futurism, surrealism, abstract expressionism. And I think that's one reason this show deserves enormous attention. I think the show takes on a very difficult issue, and it also really alters art history. It makes a lot of very important points. For instance, I noticed going through the show that a lot of the imagery in it seemed to relate to the plague and the Black Death and medieval art. And I thought, you see artists here grasping for a visual language that will allow them to express the heartbreak of their era. Pop art wasn't going to provide them with a vehicle. Minimalism wasn't going to provide them with a vehicle. So how do you express your sadness over this modern-day plague? And a lot of artists responded by actually depicting illness and the signs of the illness, such as lesions on skin. And as a matter of fact, the very first painting in the show by Itzhar Patkin, who lives in New York and who has created what is believed the first ever painting about AIDS, consists of what looks at first like a yellow rectangle, a large yellow rectangle, larger than you, and the surface looks a little bit lunar and pocked and ripped, and you realize looking at it that he has rendered diseased skin. And I think it's a fascinating painting because he was somehow able to use the language of abstraction to hint at some tragedy that lay outside the realm of art. And you see that throughout the show. You see artists constantly reaching to pop art and minimalism and revising them to allow them to express something beyond the interests of art.
What are some of the other specific works that stood out to you?
Well, I think the most emotionally wrenching works are probably the photographs in the show. And Dwayne Michaels, for instance, has a photograph of a young man whose father was just preparing to bury him. Mark Morrisroe has self-portraits photographs in which he shows himself in a hospital gown holding on to an IV pole. Those are obviously devastating. But other works in the show, believe it or not, turn out to be witty. There are, for instance, many riffs on safe sex and using condoms. I think that's probably the greatest source of levity in this show. One artist, for instance, riffed on Andy Warhol's Brillo boxes by creating a sculpture that is based on cardboard cartons for Trojans. So he's reinventing pop art to express the sorrows of the 80s.
HIV and AIDS started getting noticed in 1981, 35 years ago. When you consider this exhibit, which has works of art that span that whole period of time, what stands out to you?
I think the 80s tends to be known as a very flashy time in the art world. It was the age of Julian Schnabel and his broken plates and a rising art market and a lot of hype. And I think this show reminds us that there was another 80s in the art world. There was the 80s of broken hearts and artists struggling to rethink modern art so that they could use it to express incredible sorrows. And that side of art tends to be hidden, in part because we don't have shows devoted to AIDS usually. And I really applaud the Bronx Museum for taking it on and doing a show that I thought really maintains a high aesthetic quality.
All right. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Art AIDS America at the Bronx Museum of the Arts runs through October 23rd. This is WNYC.